I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to Calgary, Alberta, downtown Calgary. Look at this. Spotted a policeman here. It says Calgary Police Service core values. Wow, let's see what their core values are. Honesty, integrity, ethics, respect, fairness and compassion, courage and commitment. Wow, isn't that nice? Do the police in your country have core values? I wonder if they're the same or if they're any different. Anyway, I just want to show you guys Calgary, my home city. But to be honest, I don't know much about Calgary. I don't know what to show you guys in Calgary. I don't know anything about Calgary, even though I'm from Calgary. It's a bit strange. Anyway, I'll find some things to show you guys. What do we have here? I've never seen this before. Hey, look at this. A grandma drinking tea, isn't that nice? Let's see what this sign says. Women are persons. Hey, women are persons. Did you know that? Wow, women are people. I didn't know that. So this is downtown Calgary. It's pretty busy here today. I think it's because the weather is so nice. It's just nice and sunny. Perfect weather, so a lot of people must be out and about. Hey, look at this nice motorbike. Wow. Jesus is Lord. Wow, isn't that nice? Hey, look at this. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is coming back. Wow, that's amazing. Look at that. Jesus, the name above all names. I got a white man crosswalk sign. Racist. It's white. They made it white. Why did they make the crosswalk in white lights? Probably a white supremacist designed the crosswalk. It's funny. I'm just kidding. Hey, look at these nice horses. Wow. Awesome. So this says the... Aren't those nice horses? So see, this says the Calgary Municipal Building. I've actually never seen this building. It looks kind of new. Sorry, I don't know anything about downtown Calgary. I never come down here. Parking is extremely... I've heard Calgary is the most expensive city to park downtown. It's just ridiculous. So I never come down here. But yeah, there's Calgary Municipal Building. A nice lion. It looks like this is closed. Hey, look at all these nice flags. I think these are the province flags. Hey, I should teach you the province flags because I'm doing a trip across Canada. So I should, oh boy, I don't even know all the province flags. I know this blue one is Alberta. I know that for sure. You know what, I'm gonna have to look it up and then teach you which flags are which, because I don't even know. Do you know the province flags in your country? Does your country even have province flags? I know the Canada flag. Does that count? Do I get points for that? So, I don't know, what else am I gonna show you? I'm gonna go over here to the Bow Tower and show you the Bow Tower. Wow, isn't this nice? Check it out, there's the Calgary Tower. Wow, and this one is called the Bow Tower. Look at that big one there. Isn't that, look at that. That new one going up there, that new one is actually going to be the tallest building in Calgary. It used to be the Bow Tower, but I think now it's the second. Crossing the C train tracks. So Calgary's train, it's not a subway because it doesn't go underground. It's called the C train. the I think C stands for Calgary train or city train. I'm not sure, but it's also called an LRT, a light rail transit. It's, you know, some cities just have a very basic train that goes above ground. It's nothing major. So in Calgary, it's called the C train. It's not great. You know, in Vancouver has a sky, it's called the Sky Train. It's like a subway. It goes underground, it goes above ground quite high. Toronto and Montreal both have pretty good systems as well. But Calgary, we mainly just use buses here, and they're not great. So I'm thankful I have a car. I never take the bus. I never take the C train. So I think that's the way to go for me. But at least there's a way to take public transit here in Calgary. Hey, look at this. We're at the Bow Tower. All right, we got a crosswalk sign. That's good. A white, I don't know, what is it called? A crosswalk? What would you call this white sign? A white man walking. That means I'm allowed to walk. If it's red, the red hand, that means I'm not allowed to walk. All right, we got another white man here. Let's cross here and give you a better look of the Bow Tower. It's sort of a cool looking building, actually. It's like in a semicircle. I don't know how to describe it. Like a bow, I guess. A bow, that's why they designed it. You know, like an arc. Like that. So here's the outside of the building. It curves like that, and then the inside sort of curves the other way. What's that called? Is it concave? Convex? Kind of like a concave mirror? A convex? I think this is the convex side. Concave means it goes in, and convex means it goes out. Boy, I really should do some more research before making videos. But it's the thought that counts, right? I'm just trying to show you guys my country. So I'm sure you forgive me if I make mistakes. Hey, look at this, a giant head. Wow. Okay, so here we are, the inside of the Bow Tower. Take a look at that. Isn't that amazing? And take a look at this weird head. Do you have a weird looking head in your city? If it's a man or a woman, maybe a boy? I'm not sure. I'll take you guys a bit closer here to get a... Actually, I think I can go inside the head. Oh, look at that! Alright, I'm gonna go inside the head here. Wow, we're inside the head! Isn't that awesome? So here is the Bow Tower. Wow, that's a lot of glass. Have you ever seen that much glass in your life? That's a lot of glass right there. Wow. You know, sometimes in Calgary it gets so windy that it blows glass off the buildings downtown. That's happened a few times, you know. It just gets so windy, it just blows glass right off the building, and it can be pretty dangerous to be downtown when, you know, when it's that windy, because you don't want to get a chunk of glass on your head. So it's a good thing right now it's not very windy, or otherwise I'd probably have to take cover somewhere, because I don't want to get a shard of glass stuck in my brain. So this street is called Stephen Avenue. It's sort of an interesting street here in Calgary, because there aren't really cars. I mean, you can see a car here. I thought cars aren't really allowed. You see, people are just sort of walking in the middle of the street. So I think it's the only street in Calgary where people can just like walk in the middle of the street, but I don't know if some cars are allowed or not. So anyway, this is called Stephen Avenue, downtown Calgary here. Wow, take a look at this building. The Court of Appeal of Alberta. Have you committed any crimes? Well, if you've committed a crime, you need to come here.
Hey, look at that police.
Wow.
What happened there?
Take a look at that. The guy's getting arrested.
Wow.
That's bad news. Hope they don't arrest me. I'm just an innocent YouTube vlogger. I haven't committed any crimes, right? I hope I haven't committed any crimes. Wow, take a look at these nice buildings here in Calgary. Check out these nice horses here. Look at that. Horses just galloping through the tall grass. Take a look at that. I see a person there. I don't know if you can see him from here. Yeah, wow. Talk about modern art. A carving inside a horse. People and horses. Wow, well, welcome to Calgary. Welcome to the modern architecture. Oh, look at these nice buildings. Oh, this is downtown Calgary. I don't know what else to show you. I'm just sort of walking around, desperately trying to find things to show you. I thought I would make an episode here in Calgary just because it's my home city. Actually, I didn't grow up here. I've lived here basically since after high school. Yeah, from when I was 20, I moved here when I was, I think, 20 years old, and I lived here ever since, pretty much. Yeah, so, you know, so a lot of my life has been here, but not most of it. Not most of it. I'm not that old yet. What, do you think I was more than 40 years old? How dare you? I'm not that old. I'm still a young guy. Still a young guy in my early 30s. My early 30s. Hey, do you know how old I am? Take a guess down in the comments. How old do you think I am? You better not say. Actually, that reminds me. When I went to India, I had a big beard, and one person guessed that I was 50 years old. 50! Can you believe it? 50 years old with my beard. Wow, and a few people also guessed that I was in my 40s. So I must look really old, but actually I'm not that old. I'm still a young guy. How about you? How old are you? Are you older than me or younger than me? Let me know down there in the comments. I think about half my viewers are older than me and about half are younger than me. So it's a nice even split. I'm right in the middle. I think so. I've got some people who are like 65, more than 65, 70 years old who watch my channel. Thank you so much. I love that. And also I have some kids like 5 years old, 6 years old watching my channel. So I love that too. So thank you to everybody who watches my channel. It just makes me happy. Take a look at that cool architecture. Look at that. Do you think that's nice or do you think that's a waste of money to have like architecture, modern art? I don't know, is that modern art? Look at that. It's kind of cool. Wonder how much it cost. You know what, Calgary is famous for wasting its money on art. Everybody in Calgary hates the art committee. I don't know what they're called, but about 10 years ago, Calgary built a big blue ring just beside a road for no purpose. Well, the purpose was for art, and you know how much it cost? $450,000 just for a circle beside the road. Would you pay? I'll put a picture here so you can see it. Would you pay $450,000 for a blue ring considered to be art? I don't know if I would. I think it's a waste of money. But look at this. This is just a really nice place here. In Calgary, you can see there's some restaurants. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, just a nice city. But like I said, I rarely come downtown. So this is very, it's like I'm in a new city, really. It feels like I'm in a new city walking around downtown because I come down here maybe once every 2 years. I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years. Hey, look at these two guys. Don't they look like the Monopoly guy? Look at that. Have you ever played Monopoly before? These guys, when I saw these guys, I thought of the game Monopoly. Or actually, they look like something from Thomas the Tank Engine. Did you ever watch Thomas the Tank Engine when you were a kid? Don't they look like something from Thomas the Tank Engine? I don't know. Those were just two things that came to my mind. One was Monopoly and the other one was Thomas the Tank Engine. Check this out. Two giant mirrors. Look at that. Wow, there's a Calgary Tower in this mirror. And in this mirror, we have nothing. Hey, there's me. Look at that. Two giant mirrors, you know, right here on this corner of this intersection. I wonder what it's supposed to, wonder if it's supposed to mean something? Oh, you know what? I think it has something to do with the railway. I think that's because the railway station is just right over there. Yeah, it says Canadian Pacific Railway right over there. So this must have something to do with the rail. Look at this. Isn't that cool? Some art to represent the railway here in Calgary. Wow, the Calgary Tower. Should I take you up the Calgary Tower? Let's do it. All right, guys, here we go. Which one do we select? Observation deck. Up the Calgary Tower. Wow, look at this. It's like a screen. It's not real glass, but it's like a screen. Look at that. Amazing. I think we're up. We're up at the top of the Calgary Tower. Wow, welcome to Calgary. And look at that. There's the Bow Tower right there. Wow, isn't this cool? The airport is right over there. And that's also where I live, way over there in the Northeast. It's pretty far away. Okay, that's east. We're facing east over there. Now we're just gonna walk around. Oh, there's the Calgary Saddle Dome. That's where the Calgary Flames play. And that's the Calgary Stampede Grounds. I'm not sure if you've heard of the Calgary Stampede before, but it happens every July. And it's like, I think it's one of the biggest outdoor shows in the world. It just attracts, I think, hundreds of thousands of people. It's like a rodeo, sort of like a fair. I mean, there are rides, there are like animals. I don't know how to describe it. I'm not gonna be here in July, otherwise I would show that to you. But anyway, it happens right there. Okay, now we're facing south. Look at that. That's South Calgary over there. And now we're gonna go to the west. There we go, that's the west right there. You can see a beautiful sunset. And I don't know if you can see the mountains with my GoPro, but anyway, the mountains are over there somewhere. Wow, North Calgary, look at that. This street here is called Center Street. Wow, a glass floor. Should I step onto the glass floor? Guys, I just got down from the Calgary Tower. It's so awkward making videos when there are other people around. You know, most of the time when I make videos, I'm all by myself. You know, it's just a bit awkward, like holding a camera. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been a vlogger? It's, you know, it's just a bit awkward walking around a city or going up the Calgary Tower with a camera. Maybe I'm not made to be a vlogger. Maybe I should just quit vlogging and go back to my studio and teach you guys English. All right, I found my car. It means I can go home, relax, and cook some food. I'm a bit hungry. Well, thanks so much for joining me today here in Calgary. Sorry, I don't really know what to show you. I just sort of walked around and showed you some sights of the city. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And I'll see you guys over in the next episode.